past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. You just heard the Cavaliers in a track called Checkmate. I got off a compilation, Teen Blast USA Volume 2. Came out in 2003 on the Gyro label. Originally released on the Crisis label, 1966. For that, the Midnighters. They were another, like the Strongmen, tonight's backing track players. An East LA band, the Midnighters, did Land of a Thousand Dances Part 1. Came out in 1965 on the Chattahoochee label. For that, the Revelers. They're a local band. They're from Newton, Massachusetts. And they put out a single, Hang 5, and then this I played the B-side, Patch. Came out in 1963 on the G-Clef label. Then we kicked it off with an Australian band called the Tikis and a track called I'm Lonely. Originally released in the on the Segway label in Australia in 1965. I got off the compilation, It's a Cave-In. Came out in 1998 on the Custom 65 label. Anyway, if you have in your heads, I can do you some good. You want to just touch base between shows and send that often requested bumper I've been looking for. All I got to do is email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on social media, admit it, you are. If you're on Facebook, all I got to do is to go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And you can message me over there. Anyway, once again, the new number, 855-9636. I'm thinking that's from anywhere. And the local number, 781-350-3264. The old number, 617-627-3800, is, just to take it straight into voicemail. Anyway, not sure if Danny's back from Florida. So if you're good, maybe I'll end the show at 8 o'clock. If you're not, maybe I'll stick around for a little bit. Coming up in his second hour, this week's song that everybody knows, So Much More. These are the Desperate Hours.
chick.
Christ's sake.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
auto.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
auto.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
auto.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
auto. Yep,
I should get out and mow the lawn, but I was still awake at dawn, and I'm ooh, that yawn pooped. If I could lift my hand, knows, I'd scratch that itch between my toes. Hey, bud, you mind swat that fly off my nose? Pooped. The car needs washing, but it'll keep. I've got that pain in my thighs, and just in case I fall asleep, do me a favor, close my eyes. That wife of mine, she just don't think, and when she has that second drink, she never lets me sleep a wink. Pooped.
7:22 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Okay, you just heard Larry Storch from 1957. 59 years ago. I'm not a math whiz. That was the year I was born. Did poop. Came out on the MGM label. Well, that's a silhouette said, get a job. Came out on the Ember label, 1957. Yeah, it was a compilation spotlight on Ember Records. Volume 1 came out in the early 90s on Collectibles. Before that, the Reflections did Just Like Romeo and Juliet, released in 1964 on the Golden World label. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, the Ronettes and Be My Baby, 1963 on the Phillies label. Before that, Bill Haley and his Comets from 1958 and Skinny Minnie. Came out on Decca. And we kicked off the set, first set of the second hour, with the Tremblers, a track that was previously unreleased. I got no idea when it was recorded. The name of the track is called Windstorm. I got off the compilation, New England Teen Scene Unreleased. Check it out. We got a new number, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And 35 minutes to go, two sets. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
No, little girl, that you drive me crazy. Be that you walk, just drive me, baby. Words I said, I'm gonna make you my girl. Then I'm gonna love you, baby, all the time. I see it. Yeah. Oh, girl, I love you so. I see it. Yeah.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
You let me. a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Thank you. Everybody, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
About the dreams that we two can do, and dreams that can come true. Think about the days when we'll be alone. Think about the love we can call our own, and we'll be happy together. If you take a chance on a romance, then darling, I will be holding you. Never let you be free. Think about it more every day. Think about the way my love for you will stay. Cause I'm in love with you.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, just heard Jerry and the Pacemakers from the soundtrack of the film Ferry Cross the Mersey. Came out in 1965 on United Artists. And Think About Love. For that, the Wailers. And You Weren't Using Your Head. I got off the compilation, Northwest Battle of the Bands, number 2. Originally released on the Etiquette label in 1965. Before that, the Jokers did Purple Crackle. I have no idea when that was released, but I got off the compilation, Strum and Mental, Part 1. Before that, the Reasons Why did Don't Be That Way. Originally released on the Soundtrack label, 1966, I got off the compilation, Psychedelic States, Texas in the 60s, Volume 1. Came out earlier this century on the Gear Fab label. Before that, Lonnie Russ and did Little Yvette, Yvette. Released in 1963 on the 4J label. The Griffs did Keep Dreamin', an off-compile track. I got off the compilation Michigan Mayhem Volume 2. It was originally released on the Palmer label in 1967. Then before that, we kicked off the set with The Edges of Wisdom and That Lonely Road. Released on the Red Rob label 1966. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 3 and 4, the CD, released last year on Crypt. And they are going to release, drumroll please, another volume on July 29th. I just happened to stumble upon it on Amazon. No, I shouldn't even mention these online stores, the brick and mortar stores. But yes. So let's see, 3 and 4, 5 and 6. Yeah, 7 and 8, I think. Or 8 and 9 or whatever. But anyway, yes, there's another, the end of this month, and the end of next month, well, at midnight it'll be next month. Expect another Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns to be released. 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Locally, it's 781-350-3264. Want to get a hold of me between shows, send me a bumper that mentions the Desperate Hours, Alex, WMFO, and all its possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 and send it all over to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. What was a tune I forgot to play, and I want to play it tonight in this next set. These are Desperate Hours.
Too long we had a tarry to watch you redo for a ring. shilly your ring.
Say, Piggy, I will.
So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey that lives on the hill. By the turkey that lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of which they ate with a Russell spoon. And hand in hand on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon. They danced by the light of the moon.
How long has it been since you've held a pretty young girl in your arms? The naughty stewardesses would like to take care of your problem. Fly first class with the naughty stewardesses, the cutest, curviest, most caressable hostesses who will ever take care of you. If you're past 40, Debbie's for you. She likes older, more experienced men. If you're young with hot plans, check Jane. If a groovy soul sister's your dish, beautiful Barbara more than fills the bill. And for those way out scenes, don't miss Margie. Everything turns her on. The naughty stewardesses are what you think they are, and more. Each one is a piece of class. Come and meet the naughty stewardesses. You'll love their takeoff. All new, in color, rated R for adults.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is." And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep." I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, Why doesn't she just end it all? Oh, no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all.
Back for the honey.